welcome to another episode of Ordinary Old Catholic Me. I have rarely missed an episode. I think I've missed one episode in the 3+ years that I've been doing this podcast. And I really don't want to miss today, even though I don't really have a totally planned program. But on the other hand, it kind of is one where I'm going to juxtapose two things about being in New York and about my day being in New York. You say to yourself, how is she going to tie the Catholic thing into being in New York on this particular evening? I'm going to do it, I promise you. It's about 11:45 where I am, which is 3 hours away from where I usually am. And I'm sitting outside, looking across the street at some brownstone-type buildings here in New York. And I've just come back from a rather pleasant evening seeing the Neil Diamond musical, A Beautiful Noise. And that, I guess, would be my secular experience for the evening. And that includes after the show, which I enjoyed enormously, I have to say. I don't know that I'd say it's the best show I've ever seen, but, you know, with it's kind of the jukebox musical type show with a little sadness in between because of the nature of the story. But after I left, it's on like 44th Street, the Broadhurst is where the show is playing. And my cousin who came with me kept saying, oh, New York City is still, no, nobody's there on a Saturday night. And then when we got out, it was teeming with people. And of course, she still says it's not coming back to the way it used to be. Well, that's a good thing because we wouldn't have been able to move had it come back to the way it used to be. So we carved our way through and got back to a quieter locale here in Midtown near Lincoln Center. I've been really surprised about my sensibility during all of this. I've been in Los Angeles for over 40 years, and I know I'm a New Yorker, but I would have thought that coming back to the city after now 6 years, because COVID mostly, that I wouldn't have the sense of being so energized by being here, but I have been. I am so delighted that I come from here, and I don't know why. Why should anyone be so delighted from coming from New York City? There is an energy here. Maybe it's the closeness of things, but there is an energy here which I think I inherited just by virtue of being born here. So I found myself thinking, you know, you can take the girl out of New York, but you really can't take the New York out of the girl. So that's my first observation on my first few days here. And that brings up sort of the secondary part, which is, I guess, you want to call the Catholic part of all of this. Because earlier in the day, I decided to trek to a church that is on West 71st Street that a friend of mine said he would really like it if I could take a picture of a particular statue, which I think has some sort of, not fame, but some kind of respect of St. Joseph. And I said, sure, I'll do that. And I've always liked going into a church I've not been in any location. So I took the walk going down Central Park West. And beautiful day we are having here in New York. I would say weather comparable to the average Los Angeles day. Cool, not terribly humid, a little bit of humidity, which I could tell from my hair, but not particularly hot for this time of the year. Right now it's probably in the low 70s. So I was walking along and I went across town up to back up towards, I forgot what street I was going up. Anyway, it was 71st Street. I was going past 71st Street. And I stop in this church, which is absolutely outstanding. I have to look up when the church was built. Definitely before the 20th century, maybe the 19th century, because I saw a lot of carvings and notes from about parishioners who have been long gone since the early 1900s. And wow, just wow. I had forgotten what churches were like in places like New York, where there's a little bit more history than there is in Los Angeles. And of course, the style is different. It's not a mission style. It's a very, very often, it's a Gothic style. Beautiful. Stone and stained glass. And the statues were beyond moving the crucifix of Christ the King as King on the crucifix above the altar in the apse. It was, as you were sitting in the pew, you would look up and there he was, the crucified but also glorified Lord just right above you. And just beautiful statues, including the St. Joseph statue, which I did take a picture of for my friend and sent it to him. But there were so many other beautiful things, including this sort of a station with a truly full-size crucifix of the crucified Lord in the most unvarnished way. And below it was a prayer, the prayer before the crucifix, asking Christ to look down upon me, this humble and sinful servant of his. And I had to stay for a while and lit several candles for several people and thought to myself, how blessed am I to be able to be in this space at this moment to pray before the Lord, and how blessed are we Catholics that we can go to churches all over the world where the Eucharist is reserved for adoration, and where we can be reminded not only of our sinfulness so that we will remain humble, but also of the salvation that has set us free. Well, as you can tell, this is a shorter episode because I'm actually recording in the rough. I'm outside. I don't have access to my microphones. I'm just doing it through the phone. It's just to say, God is everywhere. God is here in New York City. God has blessed New York City. And I hope he continues to do so. And that he may also bless my hometown, my current hometown, the place I live now, Los Angeles.